Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for the bigger picture. Is the US economy recovering? Are they on track? We saw Americans out and about during the Memorial Holiday weekend. Now more incentives are coming out to get Americans to go get vaccinated.
And to go get a job.
And to get a job, yes. Good,
back to work, because there's a labor crunch, I think, that they're facing, because there are still a lot of them who are not ready to go back to work because they're getting free money.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, we're going to discuss that and a whole lot more with Gary Dugan, the CEO of the CIO Office. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time to speak with us. I suppose let's start off, before we get into the whole talk about U.S. recovery, let's talk about President Biden's proposed budget. What were some of the key takeaways from his proposal and how the markets might react to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very positive one, because the scale of money that he's intending to spend over multi-years is a very big number. It's kind of $6 trillion, consistent deficits being run by the U.S. government. And what you've got here is you've got extremely low interest rates, but a very powerful fiscal boost to the economy, something that we've not seen for a decade. So that's why people are excited about it. The caveat, though, is that, of course, it needs a political consensus, and that may be more difficult to pull together.
So what's your expectations then, Gary, on the U.S. economy with, well, U.S. non-farm payroll data for May will be out tonight?
Yes. The problem with the U.S. data is it's not surprised us anymore. Mm-hmm. When we go back a few months ago, we got some very, very big numbers, big surprise, and that gave a big boost to the equity market. More recently, it's been more in line with expectations. Interestingly, we're watching for those payroll numbers to see if there's more people getting back to work at a faster pace, and that might give the markets a pleasant surprise. But you've also got this balance that if the news is too strong, then people might start to see interest rates rise. So, I mean, long-term interest rates, and that's what's kind of dampened the enthusiasm in the equity market on some days.
Very interesting you bring that up, because banks also tightening or thinking about tightening policy. What does all of this do for the USD outlook then?
Yes, the direction of travel for the dollar at the moment has been down. So if you listen to all these Fed governors talking about monetary policy, the more that they keep talking about, you know, retaining very loose monetary policy well into the future, that is going to be damaging to the dollar. Largely because now around the world, we had New Zealand last week, we've probably got the Bank of England in the wings. These are central banks who are motivated to increasing interest rates, or at least signaling to the market they want to increase interest rates. So money tends to go into countries or the currency of countries where interest rates are going up. And that's what could damage the dollar over the next couple of years.
Gary, what about Asian market outlook for the rest of the year? What do you have?
Well, I've been encouraged that markets have recovered despite, obviously, the ongoing problems with COVID, which is definitely kind of dampening growth, you know, the kind of selective lockdowns that we've seen across the region. But Europe performed extremely well during the first quarter of this year, even though it was on a lockdown, because there have been some marked acceleration in vaccinations. So I think if Asia can show a greater path of more vaccinations, then we could see more performance. And certainly, it's still a very cheap valuation for this region. And, you know, a reopening would certainly bring us a lot of positive news that we've not seen for some time.
We're speaking with Gary Dugan, who's the CEO of the CIO Office. And Gary, I guess with all the issues that you've laid out over the past four questions, it then brings us to the big one here, which is, you know, how would you best position your portfolio? What kind of investment strategies should we look at here?
Yeah, I think we could be in the midst of a remarkable shift. In the past, you reinvested in technology companies, the great growth companies, and not in what I call value. So that's, you know, in things which are more earthy. And really earthy, of course, is the mining sector. You know, commodity prices had been down for an extended period of time. We expect higher commodity prices going forward, not just for cyclical reasons, but because of the greening of the world means there's a lot of use of things like copper and uranium and platinum. So more of the mining sector, more of value stocks. So, you know, if you look in many of the indices, there's value. That's not been in people's buying lists in the past. And I think don't have your portfolios dominated by technology, particularly very high valuation companies with less visibility on profitability. So it is a shift from growth to value, and I'd include the miners as well.
And what about the risks that we have to consider?
The risk is always a mistake by a policymaker. So if the Federal Reserve increases interest rates too early, dampens this improvement we've seen in inflation, then all of a sudden we're back to where we were before, that we've got less growth, we've got little inflation, and we're just kind of rumbling along rather than having a consistent big pulse to the market. So that's something to look forward to, because if we were to see that, then I think the equity markets could easily be played by about 10% from current levels.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you already have overnight the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas President Robert Kaplan saying the U.S. is weathering the pandemic well, beginning to make progress toward that full employment and 2% inflation. Coming back to the question of, you know, when banks should start reducing its support for the economy. We've been speaking with Gary Dugan, the CEO of the CIO Office. Gary, we really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.